Good morning. I'm Luis Sanz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Dr. Jeannie Concha. Dr. Concha is an assistant professor here at UTEP, the Department of Public Health Sciences. We're also joined by Terry Sanchez. Terry is with the El Paso Diabetes Association. She's a registered nurse and a diabetes educator. And Danny Montes, who is with Southwest University Technology Center. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, before the program started, we were talking a little bit about how this idea came about and some of the analogies that you were using. So, Jeannie, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us how this concept of the diabetes garage came about.
Sure. I've been doing diabetes research for 20 years, particularly looking at diabetes in the Hispanic population. And while we know diabetes is an epidemic worldwide, individuals of Hispanic background have a higher rate of diabetes, and men of Mexican descent in particular have the highest rate of diabetes. They also have a high mortality rate. And so while I would do diabetes education in El Paso and Southwest New Mexico, the one thing we notice and what research shows is that men tend to not get the education from a diabetes educator. They'll sort of go on their own and try to find the information online or through other venues. And I would use automotive car analogies to help them think about their diabetes differently. And so when we would see men with high levels of glucose, I would ask them if they got their car maintained, if they took it in for regular checkups. And they would say, absolutely, of course, because I need to get to work. And so I would reverse that and say, okay, well, do you get your body checked, your glucose, your cholesterol, because you need your body to get to work? And I would see the light bulb go off. They would just say, oh, I never thought of it that way. So I thought of this idea to use automotive maintenance repair analogies to have workshops for men, only for men, so they could understand diabetes a little better. And so that's when I engaged the El Paso Diabetes Association, and they reached out to their partner, Southwest University. And so together we created this group where we worked together over the past year creating the Diabetes Garage. And it's a workshop. There's four sessions where we talk about the basics background about diabetes. We talk about physical activity, stress, checking your gauges, tune-ups, making sure that you visit your doctor, and we talk about fuel, which is the analogy for nutrition. And so we have those four workshops. We've been doing the program since 2008. We recently received funding from the Texas Department of State Health Services through a CDC grant, and so we are starting our classes. We have one now and starting another class in August.
And how does a patient go about enrolling in these classes? How are they selected?
So we have been doing outreach. We have been going to car shows, health fairs. We do employee work sites, and they can reach out to the El Paso Diabetes Association and call and register. Our biggest, where we do get the most men participating is we do get men from car shows and employment sites where we more men are employed.
And so we are also joined by Terry Sanchez, as I mentioned, with the El Paso Diabetes Association, and Danny Montes, Southwest University Technology Center. And you're wondering, well, how does this tie in? Well, Terry is a diabetes certified educator, and Danny is with Southwest University with the Technology Center. So he works with engines and diesels and all that. And so together, they came up with a plan to bring about diabetes education. Let's start, first of all, with you, Terry. As an educator, you've taught many classes. You probably know some of them by heart, what you're going to say. But then all of a sudden, this idea comes in to compare our bodies or men's bodies to cars. And some of us know that, you know, our models are pretty old and they're getting there. But you partnered also with Danny at Southwest University, and you came up with a perfect plan.
Yeah, and actually, interestingly enough, when Dr. Concha first came up, you know, to me and talked about the concept, I thought it was great because even before I had met her or talked with her, I used to use car analogies in when I was doing education as well, because everybody, you know, male or female, man or woman, we all have cars that we have to deal with. And so a lot of the analogies that I used would, you know, try to help them to get them to understand the need to do certain things. You know, I one of the things that I would always say is, you know, being over the age of 40 increases your risk for developing developing diabetes, and then I would go with, you know, how many of us have had a car for 40 years and haven't given us any problems? So, you know, there's just some little things that I would always kind of talk about. So it wasn't a stretch. I thought it was great. I thought it was a really good idea. And then when we first started talking with, you know, Southwest University to kind of understand how a car works, that was very interesting because it, you know, we actually learned from each other. You know, the mechanics learned from us, the kind of the body, the physical kind of things, and we learned, you know, the car aspect of it. And so it was actually really interesting, and it was kind of a mutual kind of a learning experience for on both ends, and I thought it was really great us trying to figure out the different kinds of ways to explain, you know, how the body works, and finding that the reality is that a lot of times there's a lot of similarities between the car and the body, and so it was a great experience.
And as I mentioned, Danny Montes is with us, and Danny is at Southwest University, and he teaches a lot of those classes involving mechanics, and he's the director of the Technology Center. Danny, when Terry came about and talked with you and Dr. Concha as well, what are some of the ideas that came into your head, and as far as sharing your knowledge as a mechanic to applying that to our bodies?
Well, I thought it was a great idea. And so, you know, a lot of car enthusiasts, you know, nationally, but, you know, here in the local community, they take really good care of their automobiles. As a matter of fact, you know, when we did approach it, we said, you know, you put the best oil, you put the best components, take the best care in maintaining that vehicle. But do you maintain your body, the vehicle that gets you around everywhere? Do you maintain that the way you maintain your automobile that gets you from point A to point B? And like Dr. Concha said, that light bulb just clicked. And so it's very rewarding to, you know, see a lot of men participating in a program where before this, there was just hardly any involvement from men, and to see them take on the knowledge of how to maintain their diabetes and also learn a little bit about how to maintain their car properly, it's a win-win.
So why do you think it is, Danny, that we as men sometimes tend to be, in a way, introverts as far as going to class and doing stuff? We want to do it on our own, but yet we're also very sociable when we're, say, in a car club or something else where we want to discuss those situations. What are some of the ideas that came to you perhaps with talking to other men or even dealing with yourself?
Well, that's a great question. You know, all of us don't, a lot of men, especially, you know, my friends, colleagues, my father even, we don't go to the doctor until something's wrong. And, you know, in a way, you know, some of us don't do that with our cars. You know, you don't want to wait till the point where, you know, there's smoke coming up from your hood to say, oh, I should have taken it to a technician. So, you know, we went about it as far as, you know, engaging, making a very comfortable environment for men to, you know, come and talk about and learn about how to manage their diabetes. So I think being in a comfortable environment changes it. We're stubborn as men. You know, we're stubborn. We don't want to, you know, when I think doctor's office, I get freaked out. I'd rather just not go. But if, you know, we talk, hey, let's go, you know, talk about cars. Well, you know, what time and where do I show up? So you know, I think that's what made it very comfortable for the men to show up and engage in this program.
Why don't you share with me and our listeners as well how these workshops are broken up? You know, Danny mentioned when you get a signal from your car, perhaps a check engine light goes on. But what about our bodies? You know, sometimes we'll say, well, it'll go away, or it's not a big deal. Or you check your glucose level once every 3 months because you're not diabetic.
So I'll just talk about the setup of the Diabetes Garage. So there's four workshops, but what we've done also is that El Paso Diabetes Association has a back storage, and we converted it into a garage. So there's actually a garage door. So the setting isn't a classroom. It's a garage. And we've had one male participant who actually said, I like that this is in a classroom. And so we have a sofa, a television, and just seats and chairs. And so it's the setting is quite different. And there's four workshops, and I'll let Terry explain each of those. But we have worked together to come up with the analogies using – so the intro is the analogies of car maintenance, and then the automotive instructor, which the workshops are co-taught by Terry and an automotive instructor or technician. And then Terry leads in after we go through the analogy. So if you want to explain the four workshops.
Yeah, the first, we call them modules. So the first module is going to be the basics of what is diabetes. So we start out by a little bit of, you know, what kind of car would you be, you know, if you were a car, what kind of car would you be and how well maintained would you be? And we kind of started off a little bit on that end. And then we kind of go into, okay, let's start talking about diabetes. What is it? We also talk about, you know, checking gauges in with regards to, you know, gauges in the car, like your oil and those kinds of things, gas and stuff. But when it comes to diabetes, it's really about checking your blood sugars. And so it's being aware of what your blood sugar level is. And if it's too high, what are you going to do? If it's too low, what do you do? Another important gauge or measure with regards to diabetes is your A1C. And so we talk about A1Cs and why is that important. So the first one's kind of getting that basics, kind of trying to figure out, you know, what it is that you're needing to kind of check and monitor. And so that's kind of the module one. Then module two deals with stress management and exercise. So again, we go into that, you know, what happens if your car is just left there on, you know, in the garage or, you know, on the side of the road, what ends up happening to your car? And so we kind of go take that into, okay, now if you're not being very active with your body, what do you think is going to happen to your body? And then, of course, we go into that stress, mode with regards to full throttle with regard with the car, and even metal has a breaking point, and so we deal that. Go from that aspect of the car into then the body, and then the third class we deal with medications. So trying to make sure that they understand how medications work, and then they also reducing the risk. So checking to see maybe what complications. And so, again, then these car analogies come into play. For example, you know, if you have frayed wires in your car, we give that analogy. That's what happens when the body, when you have neuropathy. So you end up damaging your nerves, which are kind of wires, our way, the body's wiring. And so we deal with those different kinds of analogies with regards to that in that module three. And then module four deals with just strictly fuel or really with regards to nutrition. And so we deal with healthy eating. It's not true that somebody with diabetes can't eat certain foods. It's all about moderation. So we talk about moderation. We talk about the importance of good nutrition. And so that's kind of the breakup of the modules.
I'm glad you mentioned the fact that, you know, diabetes patients can't eat certain things because this is something that all three of you have probably heard, and that there are a lot of misconceptions about diabetes. You know, if you're Mexican American, you can't have pan dulce because that is the worst thing you could ever eat. You can't have this, you can't have that. But also, some people try and starve themselves saying, well, I'll lose weight, I'm not doing this, and that makes things even worse.
Absolutely. And that's one of the first things that, and in the first kind of basic information that I give, it's the nutrition part is very important. So with regards to managing your diabetes, it's important to understand that you have to have a routine. You need to eat on a regular basis. Not eating actually causes your, you know, more problems. Your sugar level can go, you know, up and down with not eating. So you really need to have that regular eating schedule, and that's one of the biggest things I think that we have to, you know, the biggest hurdles I think for not just men, for everybody, is that what I see a lot with people with diabetes is they're eating once or twice a day, and that's not going to work. You know, you need to really make sure you're feeding your body. And you said it, you know, you mentioned it earlier about a lot of misconceptions, and absolutely with regards to managing diabetes, there are so many misconceptions out there, and it's really important that we get that correct and that right information out. And I think that's what, you know, that's part of what the, you know, the appeal to the Diabetes Garage is that a lot of men are getting that good, correct information that they're needing in order to be able to manage. And once they get that information, they're realizing, you know what? This isn't as bad as I thought. You know, it's once you have all the information that you need, it's easier, it's doable. They're realizing that it isn't as bad as they thought.
As far as getting additional information from what we've been discussing, is there a webpage or somewhere that they should go to find out more about the Diabetes Garage?
So they can call the El Paso Diabetes Association. to register for classes, and that number is 915-532-6280. We do have a Facebook page called the Diabetes Garage, so they can visit that and message us through there as well.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Dr. Jeannie Concha, assistant professor here at UTEP's Department of Public Health Services. Also, Terry Sanchez, El Paso Diabetes Association, registered nurse and certified diabetes educator, and Danny Montes with Southwest University. He is the director of the Technology Center there. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Sam Cassiano. We had help from Yasmin Ornelas, Quincy Walter, Alejandra Zamora, and Danny Lopez. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.